So we're holding here in the middle of the Mishnah about the different yonim that Marva is bad, and then Miut is, and then different yonim that Marva is good for it. So I guess I wanted to speak, since Marva Basim Haverim is the first one, it is something that Nagel in Yonenu, Kippur and so on. I want to talk a little bit about it. Basically, what he had said was what the Maral said was this: there are two types of inyanim in this world. There are inyanim that it's shayach ribuitrit, and it's shayach ribuitrit, and that's why it's chalan is marve. And there are things that are not shayach ribuitrit, and on those inyanim, there's no. You know, the Rebu is not a concern, but it's a Milo. Lemaisu, the Hoshta Hagidara is that those in Yanim that belong to the world of Shiurim, those in Yanim that the Messias, the Shayach, to the Gvulis, to the world of Gvulis, Olam Hazeh, so Gvulis Shailaran. It's Messias, the Messias of everything in this world. Comes as an expul, and therefore anything which is correct, anything which overruns, overflows those bullets is bechreya in a bad matzah. If something mitzvah needs kavulas, if its function has to be in a world of kavulas, then anything that's not within its kavul is going to be ra. That is, so by definition, anything that's after this world must go within its kavulas, and raise it on the staff. Anything that's shaykh to a world that is the world where there is no kavulas shirin, so bal karchach, kavulas shir is not going to affect it negatively. Eilat Vorn Shalem Shir told me that these are things. It's a meister. If somebody gives extra for meister, he's mechalkel the meister. And it's because meisters come within a world of gevulah. The gevulah is meister. And therefore, a lot of meister is not a meiler, it's kula hisara. It's masha'en came, something which doesn't come, peya doesn't come from a world of gevulah. It doesn't have shiurim, and therefore, it's shaykh, salam mavre, the mishubach, and so on and so forth. That's the basic havana and akdara in what the Morales say. I'd like to speak a little bit about the Yom Kippur and get a little bit of a feel for somebody in Yonim. The first thing is the vinisem on Yom Hatshi. So there's two main halachic components of how Yom Hatshi has a Shem in Yonim. First of all, the Kala Eichel V'Shaisa V'Tshi Mala Niyolov as if he was in his Anim V'Tshi also. So there seems to be some sort of Eichel where Achil and Shtia get the din of Inui, which is like a very strange. I mean, the Mala love, I could say that if the Moshe says there's Allah and there's somebody's a Chayla on a if somebody's a chayla on a tainet, it shouldn't be ma'adin himself. But I could hear somebody if you say I can't expect you to fast another day, but if he eats the nichusa, then it's going to be okay. You know, that's keilu yefi. If we were to eat the place bread and water on erev Yom Kippur, that we could be machshev it keilu yotzam. Okay, I understand that. But here's the kert. I mean, there's a chayla v'shtiyah that's on top mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's going to be over a chayla v'shtiyah, and yet it's considered that he's fasting. It's a lalu davar, which is strange. So it does, because it helps him. He's making himself for the tonic, he's going for the tonic, and a lot of this. Shalom HaKadosh actually says a very interesting shot. Shalom HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted an inui sign for the guf, a sign for the neshama. So for the neshama, the inu is to eat, an inu for the neshama. And for the guf, it's not to eat. So our Kadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't give it one day, so he split up the Avodah Yom Kippur into 2 days. So Erev Yom Kippur is actually an inu for the neshama. Very interesting shot. But upon him, mitzvah de hachonish ha-bedava, it's interesting, it becomes mala on your love. You don't find any mala on your love in any other in any other place. It's something which is you don't find anything else where you're not doing something that's mala of a cause. I mean, you find it's not got it, but it's not an halacha the way it says. The second shot that starts in halacha is that the chiyuv of tosefta is a person. Very interesting that if there is tosefta Shabbos mi'ikra din, then it's worth Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has the Gidrei Shabbos also in it, and the Gidrei, all the laws, etc., we all learn from Shabbos. There's no Indian to learn. I mean, why would we take on a place of Sabbath? Which it's a suffix. The din place is the Ikra in Yom Kippur, and it's possibly in Shabbos. And if it is in Shabbos, we learn it from Yom Kippur. It's a subcategory of the Shabbos that there are, and yet for the Indian places, that's the other of it. So I'd like to understand it a little bit in a broader context. The muscle. We have the Indian of the president in Kippur with David to Malachim. That there's no Achil, there's no Shtia. But we also, no Achil, no Shtia, we stand, we sit, that. That would be good if our din was the din of Yom Kippur, whether we're doing good or not, we say we're pure, we're Torah, we're Torah, so forth. I mean, the din is a din on all year round, which we plenty indulge in this, also for bad things, and so on and so forth. And here, for the fact that now we're standing in front of the Baruch Hu without a chil, without a shtia, and so on, that's great for today. But you're trying to mechapa for yesterday. What's the meaning of being on that day without a chil, without a shtia, to be famous to Malachim? And, generally, we try to do good things, but it's the dinion that would like Malachim in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says in the Sfarah, it says, the Goyim says it, he explains the dinion of Yom Kippur, that there is, Yom Kippur is the essence of an opening into another world. In other words, it's a certain shah that opens up, and it gives us a negiah in a messiah that is different. There's a messiah called Olam Haba in Le'achila V'Le'ishtia of Tzadik in Yerushalayim at the same Yerushalayim. So that is the messiah of the Kippur. It's the shah, not that in this world we have a chiyuv to be ma'ana and mesagid also. The normal mahalach of on a tainus is the tainus is there for the tachlis of it's showing achnos HaKadosh Baruch Hu being machmir your own lay when a person is down his lay is nichna and so on and so forth. So when you don't eat, you're kind of you're in tzar and so on. It has an effect on a person of being machmir. That's the normal kindness. Yom Kippur is a very different mahalach. Yom Kippur, everyone is medayik, the Rambam. The Rambam lists it as a shvita. The Rambam describes Yom Kippur as a din shvita. And it's amazing how he calls it that there's a bunch of Shabbosim on Yom Kippur. And there's a shvita malacha, and there's a shvita by the faithful of the achilas it's not any different. The Rambam says mitzvahs asay lishpeis the melacha ba'atol lachayish hashmi, that's the shmita melacha. And then he says that there's a chiyuv of mitzvahs asay acher yesh b'yom kippur and be lishpeis by machila b'shvia shenema te'anos am shaseicha. But he says both of them that it's both of them on shvita. He calls the shvita offer, and he actually places the halachas next to Shabbos rather than as a subcategory of Yom Tov. The havanah is Shabbos is the pshat. In this world, it looks like it's a symptom of pe'ulas olam hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a world of Asiya, and if I tell somebody don't do, I'm actually being mitzamtzem in his chiyuv. That's the Akum Sheshavas of Chayav Misa. He's actually taking away from the world. But we understand Shabbos to be a negiah into a world, Yoyim Shekuli Shabbos Amnucha. There is another Messias that is beyond this Messias, where Shavisa exists, and Shavisa is its Messias. So for us, the Shavisa is not the being, not the stopping of the Malach in this world, but it's entering a world that is in its massive Shavisa. Shavisa is a state of being. And it's a state of being that belongs to the Olam Habadika world rather than our world. Shvisa Zachila is the same Hagidara. It's an inui mitzvah, the pu'ula of the Maisa Mitzvah. The pu'ula Maisa Mitzvah is a symptom of Chayelam Hazeh. It's a rivui of Chayelam Hazeh. That's the way, that's the Pshat Naram of Hagidara. The Goyen says, it's a of the Shari Gan Eden, because it's looking into the world that is Eber Achil of Lishtiya Sonatoto. That is the Pshat Nidlein. The same thing with the Deimet to the Malach Hasharis, to Malach Hasharis, the Pshat is it's not the Pshat to show up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are good, so on and so forth. The essence of the mohus of the yoyim, that kuloi kaddish, is that we are like malachim. So it doesn't go into the kind of al-chet that we show in Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the muscle of the person when they actually have halter and so on in the Ases Mitzvah, as a way of putting his best foot forward, as a way of being very mitzvah and so on. Here the Pshat is with the Emet Malachim, the depth of Messiah. What's the point of it? I mean, especially in the Holy Day and so on. So it says, the Torah speak about the difference between, Chazal say there's two types of tefillah. The tefillah and there's a yam, the tefillah sometimes the shorim are open, sometimes not. So the Torah say there are two ways in which you can be mitzayer something. You can be mitzayer something by being tovelet, by immersing it in something else. You can be mitzayer something by meshika, by hashoka. If you meshik mayim, people and kalim, you need to be mitzayer by immersing it in water, and it has to be completely immersed in water, and if it's not completely immersed in water, it's not good. Hashaka doesn't need to make a culture move, because the etzim is not mohus, it's shayach over there. So as soon as the water that suddenly touches water somewhere, it becomes mechubetit, and you don't have to be tabled in by water, so to speak. If you have two pools, and one has tamarik water, and it touches the tamarik water, the mitzvah, that alone makes all the water into tahor. So Yom Kippur is a very different type of Sahara than the normal Avodah of Tshuva and so on. The Avodah of Tshuva requires a zichuch and a tzivur of the pekamim that will harm the person. And that's definitely Avodah of Tshuva as such. Yom Kippur gives us the Yua when there's a hashaka from the neshama of the person to the neshama, to the world that's beyond it, to the world of neshamas, that becomes the tire of Yom Kippur. I want to imagine the Buddha. It's not making it easier. In other words, the core of what I'm saying is that normally a Buddha Shuva requires a lot of work and a lot of search and a lot of belief, but this is the easy way out. It's very different. Let's take an example of a person who ate Machalot Asura. So one kivun of tshuva is a person is mitzayer himself and ma'ane himself and all the achilas. He gets malchus on it. He gets tanaisim of the other type of the bikkur type and the achleite. Whatever he does, he does in yanim that is very mitzayer on it. The tzar and all those in yanim are in yanim that whose purpose is the kuf of having become the guru mahalas asura. But if a person stells himself to the world where achila doesn't exist anymore, and he has that as being his ikar mitzvah, then that itself is mitaya him. He shakes off the whole music of achila from his mitzvah. Let's give a crude example. Let's say a person, he has a smoking habit, and it forces him to take cigarettes from all sorts of people. He takes a soldier shirt, he nudges people for cigarettes, he spends money that he should be spending, that he owes to somebody, he spends it on cigarettes. He has a lot of affairs to sell you to cigarettes. So one reason is to be capable of the psychotic, so I won't take a cigarette from a person that wants to give him, and I'll pay special money for it, and he'll ask Mechila for the cigarette. He took the whole. Person can also stop smoking. In other words, once he's out of that world he's not shy of a head now. A person who's shakua nachila, and if he has his mitzvah nachila, I mean, the problem with achila, the Chazal say that before a person eats, he has shtei levavim. They have to eat, he has one leg. It's not the problem with achila, it's not just the substance that a person needs is to, 1,500 calories a day to live. The problem is the essence, his mitzvah is built around the end of this world. They say over Rabbi Yochanan used to say that there are some tremendous thing, but it stops after breakfast. In other words, breakfast has to be in place for everything else to happen. So the person's mitzvah of chet lies because he shakur the certain mitzvah. And Yom Kippur's mitzvah, the mikdash mitzvah, everything that normally is basic in the pu'ulas of Kodesh itself. And it's mitaya by being the chavilah to the Kodesh of Kodesh. It's where there's a veda from the Kodesh of Kodesh to the Kodesh. In other words, when a person is mechavah himself to the other mitzvahs, that's when he's able to get above his gevulah. The Kodesh of Kodesh, the mitzvahs of Kodesh is above gevulah. The Aron Avedim and Amida. It's a place where Gevul is not Shailet. So once a year, he does a Hashaka from the world of Gevulot to the world that beyond Gevulot. And that's able to uplift him from that Messiah. A lot of times you have a personal muscle who is involved in Asukim, let him cool down, and you let him take a bird's eye view of the sea from top. He has a whole different picture of it because he's not in that world anymore. The Yom Kippur, the lack of Achil and Shtiyah, is Begidrei Shvisa, meaning just like Shabbos, it's something which is the reason why the Malacha that also is not a symptom of the Pe'ulah in this world, but it's rather a discovery of a world of Yom Kippur Shabbos. Misha Terach Yechol B'Shabbos. He discovers the Yechol B'Shabbos world rather than the Terach. The Shvisa of Yom Kippur is the same thing. It's the discovery of a world where the Achila led to that world. The purpose of this world is a different world, and that's the person's essence of you. That's the pshat in the Tanis of the Sechem, Yemachi, Tanis of the Tanis of the Sechem. Both pshatim are the same. One is, if the Achila becomes a little kimsa, or not Achila, that means that the Iker is the not Achila, and Achila is the kimsa. I had a cousin, not from at all, very pushy person. And yes, his wife is the hollow kind of depressed person. And he spent his time of Achilles was his basic time that he spent his day with. So he explained to me that there's a restaurant there that serves food that way, and food that he likes eating a lot. But he said he always takes a walk on the beach for a few miles to work out an appetite. So in other words, for him, the not eating is a potential to eat. And we don't eat there on Shabbos that much. We don't eat on Pesach that much in order to use the oven. The other pshat is we eat in order to fare. It's a tziruf of the achila for the mitzvah that is greater than the achila, that is fasting. So that itself is a corridor to bring us into that world. The same thing I was thinking is the pshat in that you learn the other part, that you learn the place the Shabbos is learned from it. In other words, Yom Kippur is the ideal place. Yom Kippur is the Nakuda where a lack of Gvulos exists. And the Mela, the meaning of the Tesis is that Yom Kippur is bigger than the place allocated for itself. It's going past the Gvulos just like the Oren is Eidim and Amida, and the Oren is bigger than the Kaddish production. Yom Kippur is bigger than the Gvulos of the Zman. Yom Kippur is Zman, it's a Makom that doesn't have no Shlita. It's because the Zman, it's not, there is no Shlita over there for anyone else. It's all Malam and Zman. So, Kaponim, the word is, the Tyra of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is the name of Tshuva, but it also has a Tarate and a Mechila that comes from a very different Makkah. As opposed to all year round, Tshuva, even though it's a Chesed, more than the Midah Hadin, more than Shuras Hadin, it's true. But it's worth looking at the Dharam of Tara and Yichuch and Pula. A person has to work as hard as he did in Avera, Tshuva Famishko, and Tshuva Mechaparit, and so on. Yom Kippur is a gather of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings mind to Hayom HaKal Yisrael. He attaches us to a mocker that's beyond our head. That mocker is a world that belongs to the past Achil and Shtiyah. And so the Imi here, there's obviously, and I'm not being most Imi Dei Pshuta, but certainly it's an Indian of Imi and so on, that a person should be Tshuva and Bechol HaKulu. But it's much deeper than that. It's a Shvisus, it's the world, it's the Yom Shekuli Shabbos from Tzarchi HaGuf. There's no Achila, there's no Shtir, there's no Zivu, there is no Kesh of this world, it's part of the world beyond it. And that's why when we eat, it's a tremendous tikkun. It says the study, all the fun say that the eating on Erev and Kippur is a tikkun for all sorts of Erev and Kippur. Pshat Med Tikkun is that this achila is the achila of we eat in order to reach the point that's beyond eating. The emes was the opposite. Even though technically this world we eat when we're hungry, but people look for all sorts of tzatziki. They look forward to being hungry to having a meal. People have appetizers to give them appetite to eat the meal. It's the other way around. We live to eat. Yom Kippur is a neshika to a world that's beyond it, and that's why eating on chi in order to fast is a tremendous tikkun on the core in Yanim of Abbas of Adam. And the fact that Yom Kippur is meikar in overflowing time, and Shabbos possibly learned from there, but not its most, because that's the mitzvah of this world. So the Heidenkai that we see on Yom Kippur is not only a result of the power of the tshuva and so on, but the salt is like the tint. The more a person has a sense of that, the more a person feels that he's elevated, bigger, better, because he's not the shot of this world. That itself is the Shadi Kapara. What a person needs to show them to that a Yom Kippur is the way he would like to be, the way he is the essence, and everything else comes about as sort of because he's trapped in a mysterious woman. But there's a clue of those people that there's a clue that I have to prepare for death is up.
I'm still not understanding why, if both Shabbos and Yom Kippur both represent the Bilti Gvul, and Shabbos is Dafka a Chiev of Su'uda, and Yom Kippur is Dafka a Chiev of to be, you know, Me'ever, you know, the Achila. I mean, both of them have, you know, the very same.
Right.
I'm still not chopping exactly what's
the. Let me give you an example. Let's give a marshal. And Chasana. So, for the people who come to the wedding, the lavish amount of food is an expression of the simcha, the sameach, the mishtatev, and so on. Chas and kal a lot of times barely have an appetite because they're so happy and excited. On Shabbos, we have a time of a world to come, but we need to express it. We don't have the ability to be that darga where there's no achil eshtia, and we can only express it through achil eshtia. Yom Kippur is a day that has such a daga susha that we can deher kabdeyu mitzvus nekiyah and so on and so forth. We can deher the substance of yom through being of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, I'm sorry, just the achila erev Yom Kippur, they'll be asked, why dafka when you do the opposite, is that?
That's because this is the one time when we're making an achila in order to be able to stop eating. We're eating now so that tomorrow I can fast. I will, you know, I want to fast, and I'm eating as a chetimta for fasting.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I guess after the circus, Mr. Chef, if we get the circus, we'll be back again.
Very good. Schach.
Cold.
Cold.